USA Radio News.
A contentious conversation at the White House.
It's not good border security, I won't take it.
It is very good border
security. And if it's not good border security, I won't take it. When you look at these numbers of the effectiveness of our border security, and when you look at the job that we're doing with our military...
You just said it is effective.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you just said
without
it's effective.
Without a wall, these are only areas where you have the wall.
We want to do
where
this.
You have walls, Chuck, it's effective. Where you don't have walls, it is not effective.
Yeah.
Let's call a halt to this. We've come in here as the first branch of government.
President Trump meeting with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer at the White House. In regards to a government shutdown, the president also said,
I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck.
French President Emmanuel Macron has reportedly cut short a reception following a shooting near a Christmas market in France. At least one person is dead and several others are injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Sanctions have been imposed on three senior North Korean officials and three groups for being responsible for serious human rights abuses or censorship. USA Radio Network's John Clements has more on the story.
The sanctions are intended to call attention to the human rights abuses in North Korea that are among the worst in the world. They include killings, forced labor, torture, prolonged arbitrary detention, rape, forced abortions, and other sexual violence. The report that was issued by the U.S. Department of the Treasury also included the regime's efforts to suppress all independent media or any form of freedom of expression. I'm John Clemens.
Jimmy Dean is issuing a warning over its frozen pork and poultry sausage. Nearly 30 pounds of it are being recalled over user complaints of metal pieces found in the sausages. The Department of Ag is saying the recall includes Jimmy Dean Heat and Serve original sausage links made with pork and turkey, with a use-by date of January 31st, 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
How can folks in Hollywood unite us instead of dividing us? Well, one person we can look to as an example of someone who did that was actually Aretha Franklin. Meredith Oakes is an entertainment writer. She also has a new book out titled Aretha, The Queen of Soul, A Life in Photographs. In that book, one of the things she discusses is how Franklin was very much into politics, but united the country.
There are these people who are able to rise above the political fracas, even though she was very involved in politics from the beginning. She was, her father was best friends with Martin Luther King, and organized the Detroit March, where King gave his speech, his I Have a Dream speech. He gave it a few different places in various forms, but that was like the final draft before he went and did it, the following, in a couple weeks, the famous one. So she's involved in civil rights from the time she's a kid, and she was openly political, and she performed at the inaugurations and inaugural events of three Democratic presidents, and yet it was George W. Bush who gave her the Medal of Freedom, and she graciously accepted it. She was that kind of person. I mean, there have been other celebrities who said, nah, you know, I think I'll wait till there's another president before I get mine. But that wasn't her. She really, truly put country above party, and there is this underlying faith about her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.